The federal government funded public housing, but local government made decisions about building design and project location. Durham's first projects were segregated, with few gardens for white people just east of Edgemont, and McDougal Terrace for black people east of NCCU. While public housing was initially a big improvement in residents' lives, the promise of public housing as safe, decent, and affordable housing did not last long.
In the first photo, the newly completed Fed Place housing project is shown with the Durham Freeway under construction in the background in 1967. Durham's public housing stock was cheaply constructed, poorly maintained, and quickly deteriorated from normal use. Fed Place was demolished 40 years later and remains vacant today, which is shown in the second picture.
The Durham Housing Authority had huge control over residents' lives, including the ability to evict residents without notice. In 1965, Joyce Thorpe challenged the eviction from her home in the McDougal Terrace project, and her case went all the way to the Supreme Court. They ruled in her favor, creating new laws that prohibited local housing authorities from evicting public housing residents without cause.
This map shows how nearly all public housing projects are concentrated in existing black neighborhoods in southeast Durham, cutting off residents' access to other parts of the city.